Mark Zuckerberg persuasive when he got in front of a bunch of senators? Why is it important? Because we can learn things from his performance, which we can transfer into our pitch. So let's get on and analyse Mark Zuckerberg's persuasiveness in front of his senators. Today I have helping me to analyse Zuckerberg's performance, Matt Smith. Matt Smith is a colleague of mine. He happens to have had a career in finance. He is a fellow, a Sloan Fellow of London Business School, and he is now a strategy and finance advisor to scaling up startups. Matt, question for you then. Was Mark Zuckerberg overall a success? Was he persuasive when he was in front of those senators?
Look, I think Mark was persuasive. But I think he had a number of challenges that when we pitch that we don't actually have.
Okay.
When we go into a room, by and large, we're generally unknown. So it's a clean slate when we go in. But every single person that was in the Senate room had a perception of Mark.
Already. Right. So he had to overcome that preconception.
Yeah, most of the preconceived ideas about Mark are negative.
Okay. Like what?
He's unlikable.
Right.
Which being unlikable certainly affects your ability to persuade.
Okay.
And there's a number of reasons for that. A lot of people focus on the fact that he's quite robotic in his delivery without showing any real passion,
yeah,
which actually makes him unlikable. But that doesn't hold true when you actually compare it to a number of the other of his contemporaries.
Yeah.
The work in tech that also have a fairly stilted delivery.
Okay.
But the difference with Mark is that there's an incongruence between the words that come out of his mouth,
yeah,
his body language, and his delivery.
Okay, but there is one question which I think is pretty telling, and it's a good question. It's all about him staying in the hotel, right?
Sure.
Let's have a look at that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Zuckerberg, would you be comfortable sharing with us the name of the hotel you stayed in last night?
No.
If you've messaged anybody this week, would you share with us the names of the people you've messaged?
Senator, no, I would probably not choose to do that publicly here.
I think that may be what this is all about.
One of the things that I spotted was he wasn't actually particularly funny, because often to make yourself likable, you can crack a joke, right? So if you're humorous, what it shows is you're in command and you're in control. And I didn't think any time did Mark come across as particularly a man of sense of humour.
Sure. I think it's a lever that he can't pull. Because
right,
if he shows some humour,
yep,
it diminishes the rest of what he has to say and it belittles
the seriousness
of the situation. And he really does need to impress on them the seriousness that he takes that and what he's actually going to do about it.
Well, if so, how do you sustain a business model in which users don't pay for your service?
Senator, we run ads.
I see.
So Matt, credibility is important. We need credibility for the pitch. It doesn't matter what we say. If people don't believe us, they will ignore or discount what we say. Just like with the boy that cries wolf. He says the same thing so many times that actually when there is a wolf, people do not believe him and he gets eaten by a big wolf. So, question is, was Mark Zuckerberg a credible person? And before you answer that question, I'm going to tell you what I think are his problems. His problems are this. One, Mark Zuckerberg happens to be a pretty young guy. As a founder, if you're 18 years of age, that's cool. If you're 32 and you're now the CEO of one of the largest and most influential organizations in the world, if possibly not the most influential organization in the world, people get a bit scared because there aren't many 32-year-old leaders like that. In fact, there are probably none. So he has age against him. He also happens to have been pretty irresponsible to have let millions of people's data go missing. He appears to be somewhat detached because his pure demeanor doesn't appear to be particularly empathetic or human. And finally, he's got a big problem. You know what that problem is? And it's a problem that I would personally like. The problem is he's a billionaire. And as a billionaire, people think that you're pretty much removed from reality. In other words, you live in your own bubble. Here he is, a man in charge of a hugely influential organization. Is he in touch with reality or has he lost the plot? Did he come across as credible, Matt?
Look, I think there's two parts to this question.
Yeah.
Is that the credibility for him being coming from being a billionaire,
yeah,
and being a founder and establishing sort of a massive company gives him an awful lot of credibility.
Okay.
The challenge that he has is that in becoming that billionaire, he's renowned for being a disruptor and for breaking things.
Okay.
Now what he has to actually do here is he actually persuade the senators that he is a responsible custodian of people's data.
Yeah. So previously he's been a comply or die. Now he's a comply or die guy, and previously he's been a maker and a breaker.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And you can see in the clip where he talks about the changing in the motto from being one of, look, we break things, to, yep, look, we are now compliant.
Okay. Let's see this.
I note up until 2014, the mantra or motto of Facebook was move fast and break things. Is that correct?
I don't know when we changed it, but the mantra is currently move fast with stable infrastructure, which is a much less sexy mantra.
So one of the other things you can do about your credibility is your appearance.
Yeah,
right? Sure. So I was talking earlier on about the age. What does he do to try and show that in actual fact he is a man of authority and a credible individual?
Look, I have never seen Mark Zuckerberg in a suit before.
Okay.
He is somebody that wears t-shirt and jeans. And whilst he growth is good and all the stories are positive, but
yeah,
the market and the government are embracing of that. If,
yeah,
here is a change.
It's all
However,
cool.
Once things start to come into crisis mode,
yeah,
they are looking for somebody with authority that can come in and actually demonstrate that can actually affect change.
Okay, so he wears this suit, so that's a positive thing.
Yeah, sure. A suit in this environment is like a uniform. It gives the authority, and also it actually makes him more akin to, he's addressing people in their 60s.
Yeah, wearing a suit.
Absolutely. And it makes them conform to their expectations as to what they expect from a CEO.
Yeah, okay. Right, so he's wearing a suit, and on that point, he wears a good suit in the sense that he's wearing block colours. No different patterns, no flicks, all just one colour each item. One coloured tie, one coloured shirt, one coloured jacket, which I like and I do all the time. And he wears a white shirt. White shirt particularly is a clever move because it suggests that you're fresh, new and innocent and telling the truth, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what else is there about his appearance?
Look, one of my favourite parts,
yeah,
of the Zuckerberg,
yeah,
Senate hearing,
yeah,
is the cushion that he sits on.
Okay, so yeah, now, yep. So, Matt, finally, overall, was Mark Zuckerberg a persuasive speaker when he was in front of these senators? Yay or nay? Do we like or not him?
I think he did an awesome job.
Yeah, so
with the skills that he's been given.
Right, so do we like or dislike?
I give it a like.
It's a like, Mark.